Christmas is a major celebration. It is important we get the central message. The Son of God took on human nature, Jesus Christ. He broke into human history. As we say in the Credo, for love of us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. There are many, many angles from which we can look at this great mystery. Let's take one of them. Jesus Christ came to liberate us for liberation. Now, liberation can be understood in many ways. He came to free us primarily from sin. Original sin, which we all inherit from Adam and Eve, and then our personal sins. Every one of us is a sinner. Some people more, other people less. Christ came to liberate us from our sins. That liberation is offered us. He proposes. He will not impose. Every one of us must be willing to be liberated from our sins of selfishness, our sins of oppression of others, lack of gratitude, our sin of forgetfulness of God, which is more serious. There are also sins that are in a way in structures, societies. It may be a very big company which calculates only profits and forgets the suffering of the poor, of the employed, the rich, and the always getting richer, the poor always getting poorer. It may be people in public life who grab public money, forgetting that that money is not personal, but it is for the people. We pray that at this Christmas 2006, they may all rejoice at the freedom that Christ brought us. He came to make us free, the freedom of the children of God. When we have that freedom, we enter into that greater life which Christ gave us. Then all the rest will follow. A happy Christmas to everyone who is listening.